This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
NPR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Jack Williams. Harris County Attorney Christian Menifee and former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards lead the field in the special election for Texas's 18th congressional district. News 88.7 political reporter Andrew Schneider says that's the finding of the latest survey conducted by the University of Houston's Hobby School of Public Affairs.
The poll shows Menifee with the support of 27% of likely voters, followed by Edwards at 23% and State Representative Jolanda Jones at 15%. All three are Democrats. Rice University's Mark Jones co-authored the survey.
At the present stage, we're looking at a runoff that is most likely going to be between Edwards and Menifee. And if a third candidate is going to be able to get into that runoff, it would be Jolanda Jones, not any of the other candidates such as Carmen Montiel, Isaiah Martin, or George Foreman IV.
Texas election law requires a runoff between the top two contenders if no candidate wins more than 50% in the first round of voting. Under federal law, the runoff would likely take place in February. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Houston police say they stopped a shooting near a homeless encampment early this morning. HPD Lieutenant R. Wilkins says officers were on a traffic stop on Harwin Drive in Sharpstown when they saw a man opening fire at other people in a nearby alley. He says one officer opened fire on the suspect.
Again, traffic stop. Officers on viewed the shooting and down the alley. Our officer discharged firearm 5 times towards the suspect who is doing the shooting. We have one male in custody we believe to be the shooter, the suspect. And we got 3 victims from the shooting that are at local hospitals.
One of the 3 people injured is in critical condition. The other 2 are expected to survive. Police are not sure what led to that shooting. For more on these stories, you can check our website anytime, HoustonPublicMedia.org. For the rest of the afternoon, should be pretty nice. The high of around 88, a slight chance of much-needed showers tonight, the low around 73. Then if you're in need of rain for tomorrow, you might get some rain in the forecast, the high around 86. Chance of rain on Saturday as well. 85 degrees at the University of Houston. I'm Jack Williams.